Jim Hopper tried to kill the smile he felt spreading across his face as he stood by the sink, arms immersed in hot, soapy water, watching through the kitchen window as the snow fell outside in huge, fist-sized clumps. Christmas wasn't a good time, not for him, not since, well, not for a long time. Not since Sarah. He knew this, he accepted this, and for the 6 years, going on seven now, he'd spent back in Hawkins, he had resigned himself to the growing feeling of misery and loss that steadily grew stronger and stronger as the holiday season approached. Resigned himself? No, that wasn't it, not quite. In truth, he had welcomed the feeling, allowing himself to be overwhelmed by it because it was easy, comfortable, and strangely safe. At the same time, he hated himself for it, for giving in, for letting the seed of despair in his mind grow each and every year until it fully blossomed. And his hatred did nothing but drive him deeper into the darkness. And the whole cycle went on and on and on. But not anymore. Not now. Not this year. This was the first year, really, where things were different. His life had changed, and that change had let him see how far he had fallen, to see what he had become. All because of her. Jane, his adopted daughter. Legally, officially, his family. Jane Hopper. 11. L. Hopper felt the smile grow again, pulling insistently at the corners of his mouth. This time, he didn't try to stop it. Of course, having L around didn't mean he had to forget the past, far from it. But it did mean he had new responsibilities. Once more, he had a daughter to raise, and that meant moving on. His past wasn't gone, but finally he could let it sleep in the back of his mind. Outside, the snow continued to fall, the trees that surrounded the cabin now embedded a good 2 feet up their trunks in the soft white blanket. The radio had said it wasn't a storm, and there were no weather warnings, but the forecast Hopper had caught earlier in the afternoon now seemed a little optimistic. A generous dumping had been predicted over the whole county, but right now Hopper wondered if it had all landed in the few acres around his grandfather's old cabin. If you had to travel, the weather report had said, just don't. Stay inside. Keep warm. Finish off the eggnog. And that suited Hopper just fine. L, on the other hand.
Water's cold.
Hopper blinked out of his reverie and found L suddenly by his side at the sink. He looked down at her, her expression so intense, so interested, so concerned that he had been standing at the sink doing the dishes for so long that the water had gone cold. Then he looked down at his hands, lifting them from the dying foam. His fingertips had turned to prunes, and the stack of dishes from their post-Christmas leftover feast hadn't gotten much smaller.
Everything okay?
Hopper glanced down at Elle again. Her eyes were wide, expectant. He found that smile growing again. Damn it, he just couldn't help it.
Yeah,
everything's okay, he said. He reached over to ruffle her mop of dark curls, but she retreated with a grimace at the touch of his foam-covered hand. Hopper laughed, pulling his hand back and slipping the towel off the counter next to him. Drying his hands, he nodded back toward the den.
You managed to raise Mike yet?
Elle sighed, with perhaps a little too much drama, Hopper thought. But then again, everything for her was still new, and often it seemed a challenge. He watched as she headed back to the couch and picked up the hefty rectangle of her new walkie-talkie, holding it out to him, like he could somehow conjure up her friends out of the ether. They looked at each other, then after a few moments, Elle waggled the walkie-talkie impatiently.
What am I supposed to do?
Asked Hopper, slinging the kitchen towel over one shoulder.
Is it not working?
He took the device and turned it over in his hands.
Can't need a new battery already,